Details are still emerging about the victims in yesterday's shooting at the Texas church. Investigators are also releasing information about the shooter. He's identified as a 26-year-old man who was court-martialed for assault on his wife and child. He was later discharged from the Air Force. Research has shown a link between domestic violence and mass shootings. And with me to talk about that is Deborah Epstein. She runs the Domestic Violence Clinic at the Georgetown University Law Center. And Deborah, what is that link?
Well, we know there's a correlation between these two things. We don't know that there's a causal link. But what we can say is that when we have a mass shooting that occurs in this country, the shooter typically has a history of domestic violence against an intimate partner or often multiple intimate partners.
How does it go from somebody committing violence to somebody that they know to committing violence against lots of people that they may or may not know?
We don't have data that tell us how that leap happens, but we know that these men, and usually they are men, who are perpetrators of domestic violence, often use violence to create a climate of fear for the women who live with them. And a mass shooter does the same thing. He creates an immediate climate of fear for the victims and survivors on the scene, and a secondary one for the general public who reads about or watches video footage or hears audio footage of the incident. So the need for control through violence is very similar in both situations.
What needs to happen to understand this correlation better?
The correlation is already clear. And I think we should stop expending resources to further explore the correlation and instead do something to reduce or eradicate domestic violence in this country. We need to focus on the intergenerational nature of domestic violence. We know that kids who grow up in homes where there is adult-on-adult abuse are much more likely to become perpetrators themselves, and we need to find ways to help them learn how to redirect their tendency to deal with frustration and anger through violence in other ways. If we do that, the likelihood that we will reduce shootings and mass shootings is so high. That's where we need to expend resources.
How do you go about doing that, though? Because obviously not every person who commits domestic violence will then go on to commit a mass shooting. And it seems like domestic violence is such a problem that stopping it would be a real challenge.
Well, it certainly has been a real challenge, but the way that we have responded is to increase the involvement of the criminal justice system, and that has not been particularly effective. So we need to redirect those resources into training programs to help stop domestic violence. It is ubiquitous. So is mass shootings. We need to break that link and redirect resources that are spent elsewhere. We also need much better gun control laws.
Do you see a comparison here between what a lot of states are starting to do as far as, for example, drug courts, where instead of sending some people charged with drug crimes or convicted of drug crimes to prison, they go to treatment? Is there sort of a comparison here as far as some of these domestic violence issues where instead of sending people maybe to prison, you get them help so that they don't do it again?
We do need to get people help. And there are programs around the country, courts around the country, that provide some kind of counseling services to perpetrators of domestic violence. It's more complicated than in the drug courts because drug crimes are considered victimless crimes. The perpetrator is also the victim. Here we also have victims who need to be protected. So the criminal justice system often does need to be triggered to provide protection for the targets of violence, but we need more effective treatment programs, and what we have available tend to be under-resourced, and the research shows that they are only occasionally effective.
When you talk about potential treatment options in the area of domestic violence, what are the kinds of programs that work, and how do we try to make them more available to people?
Well, we need to spend resources on research about programs that do work, because the programs that we have Research shows that they are effective, but they're only effective with certain kinds of perpetrators and not others. So we don't have a one-size-fits-all treatment program for batterers, and we need resources so that we can have programs that better target a wider range of people who commit domestic violence.
Deborah Epstein runs the Domestic Violence Clinic at the Georgetown University Law Center. Deborah, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.